Hi, everybody. This is Don. I am not here today, even though I'm here. I know that sounds really weird, and I'm recording this just on the mic directly from my MacBook Pro in the dressing room of a student film that I'm shooting right now. Later on probably on the Talking Real Money video site, I'll put a couple of videos up so you can see kind of what it was like. But this is one of those old episodes. This one comes to us from sometime back in 2017. So this is all you get. I'm sorry. You just have to live with an old episode because I can't record today. So thanks for listening, and we'll be back to a regular schedule of podcasts next week. Take care.
We're talking real money.
We're talking about your future. And Stacy, I've got that echo again. If you could get somebody to go take that echo out, that would be awesome. Hello, I'm Don McDonald. Welcome to our little get-together called Talking Real Money. And Tom is not with us this week because Tom is down in Portland. He was speaking to the AAII group down there. Not too long ago, Tom and I spoke to the AAII group in Seattle, and then he went down to talk to Portland while I do the show. And we are really thrilled you tuned in. Even if he's not here, I know he would be thrilled. This show is a bit of a break from the bulk of the stuff you've probably been listening to on the radio. Isn't it kind of nice to take a break from politics for a little bit? That's what we're going to do. We're just going to take a break from politics, and we're actually going to talk about something far more important, and that's your future. How you're going to live your life down the road depends on things you do today. What kind of things? Well, saving money kind of things, investing money kind of things. And you need to do it in a manner that is in your best interest. And I know you think, well, what other manner would I do it in? Well, the reality is most of you, whether you know it or not, are not investing in a manner that's best for you. Sorry. There are really two schools of investor in this country. In fact, I'm going to split a lot of things up into twos today. Today is the day of twos. We have these two groups of investors. And you know, the AAII, the American Association of Individual Investors, makes me think of this because I've been a member of that organization for a long time. And that organization has two distinct groups of investors. There are those who are true investors and invest based on solid academic research. They invest for the long run. They build massively diversified portfolios that keep their costs low. We're going to talk a lot about costs today. That's the simplest way you can make more money. You know what? It's the simplest way you can make more money. But the division is different. The division that I'm talking about is the division between what I refer to as real investors and those who believe themselves to be investors and would like to think of themselves as investors because I think it makes them feel better about themselves. But these folks aren't anything like an investor. They're gamblers. As a matter of fact, I should find that. I'll find it a little later. There was a New York Times story by Gretchen Morgenson. And it just made me think of this. And I made a comment. I'll talk about that later. But somebody else made a comment. And this guy, just absolutely no doubt about it, not an investor. He falls into that other camp. It's split. I don't know where that division is, whether it's, you know, 50-50 investors and speculators or 60-40 speculators. I don't know. But there is a large group of people who think themselves to be investors who are, in fact, and I want you to think long and hard about which group you fall into. You are, in fact, speculators. If you believe this foolishness that you know enough, that actually you know more than the people on the other side of all these trades, you know enough to pick stocks that are better than the stocks somebody else is picking, If you think you're smart enough to know when to be in the market and when to be out, and I was just in Phoenix recently, and I had some guy come up to me and he goes, you know, I got out of the market just before it went down in 2008. I said, okay, so did a lot of people I hear. I don't know that that actually happened, but I hear that a lot. I said, when did you get back in? Oh, I haven't gotten back in yet. Excuse me? Isn't it 8 years later, almost 9 years later? And you haven't gotten back in after all of this run? You see, that's a speculator. That's someone who believes the future is predictable when it cannot possibly be, and real investors. And I just hope someday that there's an RII or something, real investors or something. There's a big difference, and we're going to talk about that big difference. Are you a real investor or speculator? Call me, 877-397-5666.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Our lunch ed classes that we've talked about occasionally during the show have been so popular that we're now expanding them to our offices in Portland and Phoenix, and we are going to start doing them online too. Well, you won't get the lunch if you do it online. You will get a great education, and you can go out and grab lunch and join us for Lunch Ed. Just sign up at TalkingRealMoney.com. That's TalkingRealMoney.com. There is a very small fee, just $5, but for that, you get a worksheet, and you get access to some special offers, so it's worth it. Sign up now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com, and get a real investing education. That's TalkingRealMoney.com. Now back to the show.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Well, I'm your guide today. I'm Don McDonald. 877-397-5666 is the phone number to get a little bit of help with the money issues that are a big part of your life, particularly those that involve investing and trying to get yourself in a position to retire comfortably. That is the biggest reason you should invest, because there is very little chance that you're going to be able to comfortably survive through possibly decades of retirement on Social Security alone. And not a lot of you have pensions. So you really need to take care of your own future. And that's what we're here to help you do. Take care of your own future in a way that actually makes sense, is relatively simple, based on science, and does not involve gambling. That's the key. It does not involve gambling. Try to time the market, you're gambling. Try to pick individual stocks, you're gambling. Those things don't work. They're the only time anybody thinks they work is when they're hearing some anecdotal evidence, and anecdotes aren't evidence. Evidence requires data. And the stuff we discuss is data-based. Data-based. So what does your portfolio look like? Is it speculative or is it invested? Do you know the difference? I'm going to try and teach you the difference, but do you know the difference? And today is fee day also. We're going to talk about fees. How much do you pay to get into your investments? How much are you paying? I was just down in Phoenix to teach a class, and also went to, for the first time, just to try to get the word out, we went to a retirement expo down there, a place where retired people go. It's one of those train show things. It was an experiment. It was a failed experiment. You want to know? It was a failed experiment because what happens at those shows is it's this mad rush of people looking for free stuff. It's this flock of vultures. They're with their advertising bag and they're going booth to booth grabbing pens and yardsticks, lots of yardsticks. I'm trying to figure out what people are going to do with all these yardsticks and pens and yardsticks and, chip clips, stuff like that. And I was folks really care about investing. I'm going to just do little 5-minute classes at our booth. And I had a big screen rear projection thing, and I probably only talked to or had people sit down for the class, maybe 30 people out of 3,000, 2,500. It was really sad. People don't want to be educated, apparently. But I did get to talk one-on-one with a couple of people. That's the point I'm getting to. And one of the guys was saying, well, how do you know who to talk to about investing? And I gave him, you know, some of the look for a fiduciary. He goes, I think I have a really good investment advisor. I think I have a really good one. I said, you do? Yeah. He goes, yeah, he's a neighbor of mine. I knew right away. I said, neighbor, huh? Ed Jones? Well, yeah, how'd you know? I said, that's the way they work. It's your neighbor who, and he said, he's the nicest guy. I said, what does he charge you? Oh, he doesn't charge me anything, was the response. Of course, my head swung rapidly to and fro, like, what? You know, if I had water in my mouth, it would have been a spit take. What? No. That's not. I said, no, he charges you a commission. He charges on everything you buy. No, he doesn't. It's not on the statements. I said, they don't put it on the statements. You have to actually look for it. Well, what did he charge? I said, which funds do you have? Oh, wait. I said, wait, don't tell me. Let me guess. He goes, you know which funds I have? Let me guess. American funds. Wow. How did you know? I said, because they love selling the American funds. And if you're going to sell somebody a loaded fund, there are a lot worse funds you could sell them. At least American funds don't have ridiculous annual fees. They're just a little too high, but not stupidly high. I said, okay, American funds. You put in less than $100,000? Yeah. Well, I said, you paid 5.75% out of every transaction. His jaw dropped, and he said, I did? I said, yeah. $100,000, $5,750. He never told me that. I said, because if he told you that, would you have invested? No. No. Do you all know that? If you bought an investment through a broker, you paid a commission 90%+ of the time, and the other less than 10% of the time, you, and this is very few of you, you may have a fee account with your stockbroker person at Merrill or Morgan Stanley or even Ameriprise or Edward Jones, or I'm trying to be fair. Let's think of some of the others. Voya, you know, the list goes on. You may have a fee account with them. I'm just going to say fee-based because they probably still got you for a commission somewhere along the way. Those fee-based accounts, folks, run as high as 3% per year. And if you doubt me, here's what I would suggest you do. If you're driving, don't write this down now. Just send me an email later, and I'll send it to you. And go to talkingrealmoney.com and send a note. If you don't believe me, if you think you have one of these fee accounts, your advisor at one of these big brokerage firms or banks or something says, yeah, you have a fee-only account, UBS, whatever it might be, go to this website. Are you ready? You need to know. Go to advisor with an E, ADVISER, info, all one word, advisorinfo.sec, as in Securities and Exchange Commission. gov, as in government. And then click the little button that says firm, type in the name of the firm, hit search, find your firm, go to what is called the ADV Part 2 brochure, and look in the table of contents for the section on fees. For example, if you go to Merrill Lynch's, the highest fee they charge is 3%.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Here's another brief interruption. I am surprised at how much people still love their magazines, their print magazines. The vast majority of the most popular magazines on the planet have millions of print subscribers and only a few hundred thousand online subscribers. I learned people like reading on paper, and because of that, I've decided to create a brand new magazine for real investors to help you become a real investor. It's called Real Investing Journal, and it's full of just that, real investing information, the science of investing, the proven ways to make money long-term without gambling. There's no business news. There's nothing about speculating. There's no lifestyle stuff. It is all about investing all the time. It's a full color magazine. It's printed every quarter, and it's going to cost $25 a year is all. That's all, $25 a year. But here's the deal. If you become one of our charter subscribers, we'll lock in $15 a year. And while supplies last, you'll get the very first issue in addition to your next year. That's a deal. $15 a year. And if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. That simple. So go right now to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. You need to add that /subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe and sign up for the charter subscription rate of only $15. You save $10 and you lock it in and you get an extra issue. And you need to do it now because I know we're going to run out of the extra issues. So you better hurry. Go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. You'll like it or your money back. And speaking of back, we're going back to the show now.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Only because it's really important. Hi, I'm Don. Tom's in Portland. He'll be back again next week, along with our good friend Paul Merriman. He'll be joining us on the first hour of the show next week. Give me a call right now if you want to know what you're paying in fees. I'll help you figure it out. 877-397-5666, 877-397-5666, and it's really easy, and it's really, really free. 877-397-5666. Matter of fact, I was telling you how to look up the fees at advisorinfo.sec.gov. And so I was going in to look up Edward Jones fees, and I've looked them up before. And I think they start at 2.5%, but it's really interesting. In their ADV Part 2, they've managed, I don't know how the SEC let them get away with it, but in their brochure for their Guided Solutions Fund, they actually have a fee that says, these programs, they have so many of them. See, this is, there's another thing about the brokerage industry. There's this wonderful talent they have. And it's called obfuscation. And obfuscation is sort of just talking around something, just throwing so much stuff at you. It's like, I don't know what he just said. Well, their brochure now says, advisory programs, these programs offer different services and investments and have different fees and minimum investment requirements. To learn more, please ask your advisor. Or go to their website to read the brochures. They have so many options that they suggest you go to the web to read the brochure. And then you find the right account, and then you have to pick the right brochure. So now I found one called the Guided Solutions Fund Account Schedule of Fees. They start at 1.35% per year, plus they use actively managed funds that probably have expenses between 0.75 and 1+% per year. So you got to know what you're paying because it makes a difference. And it's critical that you know, because it can, that's the biggest way you can make money, is by paying less. Now, you're not going to get away with paying nothing. There's no way. There is no zero cost way to invest, period. None. But you can pay less, and we're going to talk more about that throughout this hour, throughout this show, throughout the life of this program. 877-397-5666 is our phone number. And Brian, it's your turn. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Great, thanks. Thanks for having me on. I'm a small-time investor, under $100,000. I currently have my money with E-Trade, but I learned that the fees were higher than I expected. And I'm curious to get your thoughts on these new robo-advisor sites that are out there like Betterment and Wealthfront. Thank you.
Well, no, stick around. You don't have to run off. Betterment and Wealthfront, I love the concept. I love the concept in that it does, both of those do build portfolios based on the same Nobel Prize winning research that we use to build portfolios. They do it at a very reasonable cost. They do force you to massively diversify. They do take into account your risk tolerance, not your needs necessarily, because that's where you need a full service advisor, somebody who's giving you that personal guidance. But I got to tell you, if you're under $100,000, which is where most full service advisors have their minimum, or a few, actually most these days it's $500,000 or more. If you're in that less than 100,000 area, those are excellent starting places. I'd be a whole lot more excited to see you try to do that than do it on your own. You're likely to be much better off, and it's going to become more of a disciplined approach to doing it. And they are likely to build you a better portfolio based on science than you are on your own. So, when the day comes when you can afford a full service advisor, and they're not that much more expensive. I mean, you know, some of these things are like a half a point a year. When you get into the full service arena, we're one of the cheapest at 90 basis points, but you know, 1.25% is the norm there. I think you're on the right track. I think stop trying to do it yourself because it's hard work and it can be expensive, and let somebody do it and do it the right way.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
I discovered something really interesting not too long ago. It's the fact that people still like getting printed magazines. I read most stuff online, but the vast majority of subscribers to almost every publication known to mankind subscribe to the print edition. I didn't realize. I'm sorry. So I've decided to correct my mistake, and I have created a brand new magazine, the only one that I know of that is totally devoted to real investing. It's called, aptly enough, Real Investing Journal. Real Investing Journal comes out every single quarter. Real Investing Journal is not about speculating. It is not about business. It is not about lifestyles. It is not about politics or other news. It is strictly about the process of building wealth by becoming a real, disciplined, scientific-based investor. And it comes out every single quarter, and you have an opportunity to get it for a lot less money and to lock that price in as a charter subscriber. Annual subscriptions are going to run $25, but if you subscribe soon, you'll be one of the charter subscribers who not only gets it for $15 a year locked in, but you'll also get the very first issue of Real Investing Journal as a bonus while supplies last. So here's how you subscribe. It's really easy. Go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. And then what do? You subscribe. Then we'll start mailing it to you. And if you don't enjoy it, I'll give you money back. What do you have to lose? You got nothing to lose. So go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe, become a charter subscriber to Real Investing Journal, and I guarantee you've never seen a publication quite like this because nobody that I can find focuses on the truth about investing, except, well, of course, now Real Investing Journal. So go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe, realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe, and I know I said that a lot, but I want you to remember it. And now back to the show.
Great future. We're talking real money.
Hi there. Welcome back to the show. I'm Don McDonald, and we are talking real money as we do almost every Saturday right here. 877-397-5666 is our telephone number, 877-397-5666. If you are a podcast listener or listening to the broadcast that we put up online, you can call between the hours of noon and 2 on the West Coast or 3 and 5 on the East Coast, 877-397-5666. Today is fee day. It's other stuff day too, but I'm just talking about fees because one of the best ways to reduce or to make more money is to reduce what you pay. And most people have no idea. Most of you don't know what you're paying. Most of you don't know how big the commission is that you paid. Many of you were probably put into investment products that you thought had no commission, but they had what is called a, or what was referred to by the chairman of the SEC years ago as a sales load in drag. That is a commission that is charged in little tiny slices along the way, but still adds up to about the same amount of money. Or these days, what's becoming, because of the Labor Department's new fiduciary rule that goes into effect in April, requiring anyone who gives advice on a retirement plan to act as, or in retirement investments, to act as your fiduciary, in other words, to do what's in your best interest, supposedly. More and more firms are moving over to a fee model, which is what the registered investment advisory industry has been doing forever, those folks who actually act as fiduciaries. And you know how many of those there are? Shockingly few. Shockingly few. MarketWatch in 2015 calculated all of the folks who provide investment advice in the country. That includes registered representatives, stockbrokers, in licensed insurance agents who are licensed to sell investment products, and registered investment advisors. And then they broke them down into various categories. Those who were commission only. Those who were occasionally commission and also charged fees. And those who only charged fees. And they determined that of the 1.1 million licensed financial professionals, salespeople or professionals out there, 1.1 million, that 11,000 of those were always required to act in your best interest, always. You see, because folks in those other categories, for example, and I'm using them as an example, I know I pick on them, but they're it's because they're ubiquitous. So many of you use Edward Jones. They're everywhere. And because you're dealing with people that you care for, because they're your neighbor, they're a relative, they're at your church, they're in your, you know, they're somebody with whom you have a connection. You think they're doing what's right. But while it's nice to trust people, there's that Russian saying that Reagan adopted that says something like trust but verify. I bet very few of you verified. Very few verified. And in this rush to do these fee account programs, which I'm in favor of that, you need to know what they're costing you. And as I mentioned, there was one where they just move you around in a few mutual funds. That was 1.35. I finally found the brochure for their, what is it called? Their managed account program. This is their, the equivalent of a full service investment advisor. And their fees in that account start at 2.5% per year and go down to the lowest is 0.85, and that's only if you use bonds, which no one would use. So I kind of looked at a deal where, let's say you are you're a relatively well-to-do investor and you're dealing with Edward Jones and their fee only category. You're not doing paying commissions. You're paying them a fee. You have $3 million invested with them. $3 million. That gives you all the breakpoints. It starts at 2.1% per year for a balanced strategy, stocks and bonds. Then it's 1.85 from half a million to a million, then 1.6 from a million to two, and then 1.24 over 2 million. Your average annual fees run right around 1.5% total a year. 1.5%. If you have $3 million with a firm like ours that's less than 1% per year is the starting point, we go down to 0.3, your average fee would be less than half a point a year. That's 1%. So if the returns are identical between the two products, you're going to make 1% more a year by paying less.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
If you're one of the many podcast listeners who's asked, how do I attend one of your classes? Well, we've decided to take our very popular lunch ed classes that we've been doing at our offices and also do them in the form of a webinar online. At the same time, I'm doing the class live elsewhere. You can sign up for these live lunch ed classes right now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com. We have a limited number of seats available because we have to pay for them, so reserve your place right now. We're going to have classes in the future on a variety of topics, so check them out regularly at TalkingRealMoney.com. It's under the event section. And there is a small fee for these classes, just $5, but you're going to get a great education, not a sales pitch, and a free worksheet and some other perks. So sign up for our next lunch ed class right now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com. And now, more Talking Real Money.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Need a little help with your investments, your portfolio, planning for your future? Give me a call. I'm Don McDonald, 877-397-5666. That's 877-397-5666. Also, in just, well, a little less than two weeks from today, Retire Meet opens for the third time. Our third annual Retire Meet. The last two have been absolute sellouts. And this year will be. As a matter of fact, I'm guessing this week it will sell out. So if you really want to be there, you really don't want to wait, because we cap it at 380 people, because we want it to be, we thought about making it a much bigger event, but this keeps it intimate enough. And keeps the class sizes down to a reasonable size. This is not a trade show. This is a learning experience. These are classes throughout the day, includes a lunch and a breakfast. A lot of great people going to be there to help you learn how to retire better at Retire Meet. And the tickets are going incredibly fast. 380 is the cap. And we're well over 300. Plus on Monday, the price goes up if there are tickets left. So go get yours now at retiremeet.com. Okay. Let's see, 877-397-5666 is the number for the show. And Mary, it's your turn. Hello? Welcome to Talking Real Money. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Don. How are you?
I'm awesome now that I'm talking to you.
Great.
What's up?
I'm your old Colorado listener for 40 years, and so I just had a question for you.
You're 42 years old, right? You're 42
right?
years old? Is that right? Yeah.
Yes. And I, go along and stay boring. I don't move. I don't change too much. But since we have Mr. Trump in office, I just wondered what you thought about my investing in that Vanguard VENAX, that energy index fund. And I haven't really heard you or Tom talk about it much.
One, you won't, because we're not fans. We are fans of asset class investing, but that's different than sector investing. Okay. Sector investing is a form of market timing. It's saying, I think this segment of the economy is going to do better than this segment of the economy.
Okay.
And see, we're big believers in you can't predict which segment of the economy is going to do well in the future. The only thing we know with a decent degree of confidence is that the economy will grow eventually.
Right.
We know that based on 2,000 years of data, which is a lot of data. But we don't know what energy stocks are going to do. And the problem with trying to pick any sector is that it's going to ebb and flow. And sometimes you find yourself in a sector that obsoletes itself.
Okay.
Every once in a while.
I didn't realize it was a sector.
Yeah, sectors are like energy or healthcare or retail or utilities, those kinds of things.
All right.
For example, some people buy utilities and some people buy energy, and they're on opposite sides of the trade. The energy companies do better when the utilities companies do worse, and vice versa. So you're playing one against the other when it's better just to play them all. If I was over at Vanguard, I'd just go get the VTWSX, the whole world stock index, and park my money there and go take a nap for a while.
Well, I had the total stock return and the mid cap and the small cap.
You're making your life too difficult.
I know. know it. My life is so boring. But I just wondered what you thought about this, and I knew it was an index fund, but I didn't think about the sector part of it.
I would not bother with it. I just think it's too much bother for too little overall long-term return. Overall long-term, you get a bunch of sectors all in the portfolio, and you own the market. So why not save on the fees, the higher fees of the smaller funds, and just own the
market?
They
are. Yeah. It is higher. A little bit, uh-huh.
Whereas the total market fund is a fraction of that, and you just don't have to think about it. Just do it.
That's true.
Okay.
Well, this one has a 10% expense in the VTSAX. I have that one. Has a 0.05, you know.
So it's half
of that. Mm-hmm, correct. Well, I just wasn't sure about that. I wanted to ask you what you thought, because I haven't heard you speak about it. So,
and that's why, and it's time we spoke about it, because it's a good topic. Thank you, Mary, very much, and have a great rest of your weekend. 877-397-5666 to talk about the things you do with dough. The things you do with dough. There's a big difference between sector and asset class. I want to, just so for everyone else, sectors are little chunks of the economy, little different businesses. Asset classes are segments of the overall market. You look at the global market, you can split it up into stocks that are growth stocks. A growth stock is a stock with rising earnings, generally speaking. A value stock, it's another asset class. Value stocks are those whose earnings may be falling, but they have more value than their current market price would lead you to believe. They're undervalued. And you have large company stocks, mid-sized company stocks, and small company stocks. And then you even have micro-cap stocks, which are teeny tiny companies. And then you have asset classes, for example, can be international or U.S., or they can be emerging markets, or they can be Asia or Europe, but we're not breaking it up into all of the aggregate pieces trying to predict which one's going to be better. And I don't even think you should try necessarily to predict which asset class should be better. I think that's foolish, too. We base our philosophy on 90 years of information. We would base it on 100 years of information if it existed, but it does not. There is only 90 years of data on the asset classes in the market. Why is there only 90 years of data, a little over 90 years of data? Because prior to 1924, there was no investment for the masses, so there was very little activity. In fact, there were very few stocks. In 1924, the mutual fund was invented. And it wasn't until the 30s that the number, I think 1930, there were 19 mutual funds. That's all, 19. Today, there are 8,000. But as the mutual fund industry grew, there was more and more data available on transactions that had been very carefully recorded, because it had to be to show what the value was on a daily basis. So now the academics have the ability to go in and say, oh, look. Over 90 years, this asset class has beaten this asset class relatively consistently. For example, over any rolling 20-year period, small company stocks, smaller stocks, have beaten large company stocks, bigger stocks, over 80% of the time. That's pretty good. That's really good. And guys like Warren Buffett and even Benjamin Graham before him believed that value stocks outperform growth stocks. And darn it, the data backs them up. Over any rolling 20-year period, the value stock asset class has beaten the growth stock asset class 100% of the time. Always. Over 90 years. Now, is it going to do it in the future? No, but it's done it over 90 years. That's pretty good. 877-397-5666 is our phone number. This truly is the most important topic being discussed on the radio anywhere.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Let me just take a second to share something new with you. We're going to start doing our lunch ed classes that we do at our offices in Phoenix and Portland and Seattle. We're going to start doing them online as a webinar at the same time. So you can attend too. You just won't get lunch. You'll have to go get lunch. But it's also cheaper. It's only $5 a ticket, and you get a full color worksheet and some special perks. So sign up for our upcoming lunch ed classes right now at talkingrealmoney.com, talkingrealmoney.com. It's under the events section, and you will get a real investing education on a variety of topics. So go to talkingrealmoney.com, talkingrealmoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Only because it's important. It really is important because we're talking about the fuel for your future. And we want to help you enjoy a really, really great retirement. Retirement is our primary goal for all of us. And to do that, 3 years ago, we created an event called Retire Meet. Meet the future of your dreams at Retire Meet. Thus the name. And it sold out the first year. It was a smaller event. Then we did it again last year, and it sold out again. It was a little bit bigger. We had more speakers. This year, we've added even more speakers. We've increased it to 5 class sessions throughout the day. So you have a choice of about 30 classes. And tickets are on sale right now, but they're going to sell out. I guarantee they will sell out. They're reduced right now until Sunday. So go get them at talking or at retiremeet.com.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. Are we done now?
Yes, it's time for another one of those inevitable interruptions that go with this being a podcast from a live radio show on commercial radio. This one is about something you're going to really enjoy, though, and something from which you could derive a lot of benefit, and that is the fact that we are now bringing our live lunch ed classes to the internet so that you, along with the folks at our offices in Seattle and Phoenix and Portland, can actually attend the event. You just won't get lunch. You're going to have to go get your own. But you'll still get the same great education, and you get a free worksheet, and you get some other perks that go along with the class. Tickets are only $5. That's it. Just $5. And you can get them right now at TalkingRealMoney.com. TalkingRealMoney.com. I guarantee that you're going to get a great education. And if you don't feel you did, let me know. I'll give you your money back. It's really just that easy. So sign up for one of our upcoming lunch ed classes today. Don't put it off because somebody might take your seat. Go to TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com. It's under the events section of the site, and I hope you'll attend one of the upcoming classes. And now, please continue listening to our program.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Hi again. I'm Don McDonald. Welcome to the show. This is Talking Real Money because that's what we do. That's the name. That's what we do. We talk about real money, real investing, real life so that you have a really great future. That's the whole point of the program. I'm Don. Tom's on his way back from Portland after speaking to the American Association of Individual Investors in Portland, Oregon. And he'll be back with us next week along with the incredible Paul Merriman, author and syndicated columnist and all-around good guy. Paul will be here, and I'll be here. Tom will be here, and we'll, of course, be talking about Retire Meet a little bit and a lot of other things. Today is Fee Day. I just named it Fee Day. I officially proclaim today Fee Day because if you want to have financial freedom, you need to reduce the fees. But you can't do it for free. You got to have fees. You just have to find a nice balance. And you have to understand where the fees lie. And they lie in some very difficult to discern places. They're not just out there in the open. Wouldn't it be nice if there was absolute transparency? you go into somebody who's giving you financial advice, and the first thing they would tell you before they ever did anything, any transactions, took any of your money, they, not the first thing, but right there at the beginning, before they ever took your money, if they told you, here is exactly how much you're going to pay me today and on into the future, instead of these lies and games that most of them play. The worst among them, I'm going to talk about brokers in a minute, I'm going to talk about registered investment advisors, but the worst offenders by far, in my experience, are the folks who sell insurance products, the folks who sell variable annuities and indexed annuities and indexed life and all of this stuff. I was going to call it something else, but I'm going to call it stuff. They lie with impunity, and they can even get away with lying because they're so badly regulated, insurance commissioners. You know who you are. I have heard this more times than I can count, not only in my own interactions, but in long conversations with other people. As a matter of fact, if you've run into this, call me. Let me know. Actually, if you've run into someone selling an insurance product who actually told the truth about their fees and commissions, I'd love to hear that one. Come on. I've never heard that one. That would be a first for me. Here's their typical answer when you say, so how do I pay for this? Hey, ask them this one's even better. How are you paid? Oh, the insurance company pays me. So do I pay a commission? You don't pay anything. The insurance company pays me. I don't pay you a commission. No, you don't pay. The insurance company pays. Really? How do you get paid again? The insurance company pays me. Where does the insurance company get its money? Oh, yeah, that would be from you, the client. And why is there a 10% surrender fee the first year going down by 1% per year for 10 years? Why is that there? Would that be to pay you that 10% commission that you got that the insurance company paid you? How much are the annual fees? Oh, they're not much. Just not much. Good luck finding those in the disclosure documents. They're there. Typical variable annuity annual fees, 3% or so. Typical front commissions on these insurance products, 7 to 10%. That's your money. That's your money. And many of the folks in the brokerage industry, stockbrokers and the like, they play the game. Used to be the norm was paying a commission up front on all funds, but then came Vanguard and messed stuff up for stockbrokers. So they got really creative and they said, how can we make it look like we don't charge a sales load, a commission? Oh, we'll invent contingent deferred sales charge funds, or as they called them, well, the SEC called them, sales load in drag funds. These are funds that pay the broker a commission up front, and it appears you're not paying. It's just they up the fees by 1% per year and don't let you out without a surrender charge. So one way or another, you're paying the piper, and you need to know how much you're paying. 877-397-5666 is the number. Give me a call. I want to help you know exactly what it is that you're doing with your money.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hi, brief break time. I'm Don, and I really wanted to share this with you because this is something I'm really excited about. I have taken much of the work that we do for our online Real Investing Journal and put it into a quarterly magazine that is, I have to say, pretty good and pretty cheap. And it is the only publication I can find anywhere that is totally devoted to real investing. You will find no business news there. You will find no lifestyle information. You will find no hard news, political news, speculation stuff. It's all about the science and the process and the discipline of real investing. And it's a way to keep you on track toward a better future. It comes out 4 times a year, and it's going to cost most people $25 a year. That's all, just $25 a year. But because it's brand spanking new, a limited number of people can become charter subscribers at the lifetime price of $15 per year. Plus, I'll get you a copy of the very first issue as a bonus while the supplies last, of course. So here's all you need to do. Just go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe and subscribe. And you'll start getting it in the mail every quarter. If you're one of the first, say, 200 or so to subscribe, you'll also get the very first issue as a bonus. So be one of the first to get the very first magazine ever about investing and nothing but investing. Real Investing Journal, and you can subscribe right now, really easy. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. Now back to the show.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
So what are you doing to make money on your money? Are you doing the best you can do? Are you doing right by your money? Or are you getting taken advantage of? You need to know. That's why we have this show. Give me a call at 877-397-5666, 877-397-5666. And, you know, I just realized what I didn't do this week so far. I didn't try to bribe you. I didn't try to bribe you. Maybe I'll, you know, should I bribe people, Stacey? Yeah, I should bribe people. You guys have got the code there, the discount thing. If you call and ask a question on the air or set me straight about something, whatever, we'll give you a $15 off coupon for Real Investing Journal, which will get you a free charter subscription. So, you know, you're a Real Investing Journal for free with this $15 code. Okay? Real Investing Journal is, by the way, the very first magazine that ever was created that focuses 100% on investing, 100% on real investing. If there is speculation discussed, it's why you shouldn't be doing it. There will be no lifestyle articles. None. Not going to talk about businesses. Nope. We're going to talk about investing and how you can make money better than you have been. And hopefully a lot easier than you have been. 877-397-5666 is the phone number. 877-397-5666. In the last hour, I mentioned an article that I read in the Wall Street Journal recently. No, not the Wall Street Journal, Don. New York Times. Written by a woman who I really admire. She's a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist with the Times. She writes about investing and money. Her name is Gretchen Morgenson. And I did not know this about Gretchen. I thought it was fascinating. She was, before her career in journalism, she was a stockbroker. She started as a stockbroker in 1982. I didn't realize how much we had in common. I started as a stockbroker in 1983. We're about the same age. She started as a stockbroker in 1982. I started in 83. And even bigger coincidence is we started with the same firm. I'm thinking, well, maybe Dean Witter was responsible for spawning at least a small group of people who've really taken some blows at Wall Street over the years. Gretchen and me. Yeah, she was a stockbroker. She was a stockbroker for about 2 years. I think I hung in for like three or four before it got the better of me. She went on to write. I went on to radio. And both of us have taken them to task for a lot of the things that they've done along the way. And that's what my life's work has been, taking them to task. Do I think they're all bad? I don't think they're all bad. I was one of them. But, you know, when you're in your 20s and somebody who's been in this business for a long time and apparently knows more than you tells you that you should be selling this garbage to people, you tend to believe them. And then as you grow older, you grow skeptical. And as you grow older, you grow more knowledgeable. You grow wiser, I hope. Most of us should. Most of us should. Oh, but the thing that I wanted to mention that was related to the article was one of the comments. I made a comment, just, you know, because I did the same kind of thing. But one guy commented. And this is an article really about just kind of investing and the investment community and how it's changed. One guy wrote, he said, I use Interactive Brokers and Ninja Traders for futures and Forex. At one point, he said he lost $250,000 in the market, but he stuck with it and he got back in the game with a few hundred dollars and just kept trading, trading and trading. If you could lose a quarter of $1 million in one fell swoop, you are not investing. You are gambling. It's just that instead of going to a casino or the horse track, you do it on your computer at NinjaTrader. Now, if you are playing that game, please don't ever call yourself an investor. Please don't. Not only will you be lying to all the people you talk to, but you're lying to yourself because you're not an investor. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, I may love it. I may be good at it, or at least I may think I'm good at it, but I am a gambler. I am a gambler. Because I don't care what you say, there will come a day when you're going to get it wrong. Most people do. The number's somewhere around 90% of market timers, traders, who end up losing and losing big. Big. It's your money. Hey, you know, you're a grown-up. Do what you want with it. But don't think that what you're doing is investing, because there's no way that's investing. Investing is putting your money into something that has the potential to become more valuable, not increase in value. There's a big difference. A chunk of gold has the potential to have a higher valuation down the road, but it in and of itself cannot make itself more valuable. Gold doesn't grow heavier. Somebody may want to pay more or less, but gold doesn't grow heavier. Real estate, a piece of land does not grow heavier unless, of course, there's an avalanche from someone else's land onto your land. Then it might grow heavier, but I don't know that the value went up any. Land does not grow more valuable just sitting there. Proving it, that can make it more valuable, but that's different. Now it falls into that area that can grow. And that's the area called business. Yeah, can you make money in real estate? Sure, if you run it as a business, but then it's not real estate anymore. It's a business. Just a business that happens to be in real estate. Businesses become more or less valuable depending upon the efforts of those who run those businesses. And that, in aggregate, when you add all of them up, the businesses that make widgets and the businesses that increase the value of houses or shopping malls or build cars or trade stocks and bonds or mine gold, all of those, when you put them all together in a big pile, you have what is called the global economy. Now, we don't know for a fact that it will continue to grow. We can't know that. It's impossible. But we do know something for an absolute fact. For recorded history, throughout recorded history, that economy has become more valuable. It has. 877-397-5666 is the phone number. We're putting the bribe into effect. You'll get the magazine for a year for free if you call me.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Here's another brief interruption. I am surprised at how much people still love their magazines, their print magazines. The vast majority of the most popular magazines on the planet have millions of print subscribers, and only a few hundred thousand online subscribers. I learned people like reading on paper, and because of that, I've decided to create a brand new magazine for real investors to help you become a real investor. It's called Real Investing Journal, and it's full of just that, real investing information, the science of investing, the proven ways to make money long-term without gambling. There's no business news. There's nothing about speculating. There's no lifestyle stuff. It is all about investing all the time. It's full color magazine. It's printed every quarter, and it's going to cost $25 a year is all. That's all, $25 a year. But here's the deal. If you become one of our charter subscribers, we'll lock in $15 a year. And while supplies last, you'll get the very first issue in addition to your next year. That's a deal. $15 a year, and if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. That simple. So go right now to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. You need to add that slash subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe and sign up for the charter subscription rate of only $15. You save $10 and you lock it in and you get an extra issue. And you need to do it now because I know we're going to run out of the extra issues, so you better hurry. Go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. You'll like it or your money back. And speaking of back, we're going back to the show now.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Only because it's just really important. 877-397-5666 is the phone number. Love to help you make this business make more sense so that you can make more money. All right, Jake, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jake. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Well, I wanted to know, I heard you say some of the worst things that you were, as far as fees were concerned, were those insurance company annuities. And yep. If someone has one that's set up as an IRA, how does that person roll that over or turn it into something that's less fees?
Well, that part is relative.
How do you get out of that bad situation into a better one?
That part of the equation is really easy. I can answer that question really, really easily, but I want to inform you about another problem. How long ago did you get into this annuity inside your IRA?
About 3 years ago.
Okay. It's a variable annuity?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay. I know for a fact. Here's the deal. The person who sold it to you made a big fat commission when they sold it to you. Now, you didn't see that come out of your account, but you're going to see it come out of your account soon. Because they're either going to get you along the way with the high fees internally, or if you decide to get out, like now, they're going to hit you with a surrender charge.
Okay.
That surrender charge is the portion of the commission that they haven't earned back through those ridiculous fees you've been paying. So you're going to get a really good idea how big the commission was that you paid to this person, which will probably encourage you to avoid people like that in the future. The way you do it, though, is to open a new IRA with a new custodian of your choosing, whether it's Charles Schwab or TD Ameritrade or Vanguard or, you know, a fee-only advisor or something. You open the account and then you tell them to transfer the assets over. You give them the account information and they just go get it for you. That's the easiest way. The hard way is for you to go get it yourself, take that money out, have them liquidate that account, take it out, and then open a new IRA within 60 days and do a rollover. The problem with doing the rollover is that now you have to have a conversation, probably, with the company that sold this to you. And they're going to fight tooth and nail to keep that account.
Okay.
So the easiest way is just to open an IRA with somebody else and say, do a transfer.
Okay.
Okay, sir?
That sounds good. Thank you.
It's like ripping the Band-Aid off. You're going to heal once you rip it off, but it's going to hurt when you rip it off. One way or another, it's going to hurt. Okay.
Alrighty, thank you.
Good luck. Thanks for the call, Jake. 877-397-5666 is our phone number. 877-397-5666. And this is what I really need to explain this again. I want to make this really clear. A lot of people look at their annuity and they go, well, I can't get out of it now because even though I've been in it for 2 or 3 years, I'm going to get hit with a 3 or 4% surrender charge. So I'm just going to wait until that surrender charge goes away. You don't realize that by waiting, you're not in any better shape and you may be in worse shape. Let's say you have an annuity with very low expenses it's only 2% per year. Okay. If you wait, you're going to pay about an extra 1% or more a year than you would pay in a similar investment without the annuity wrapped around it. So if you have a 3% surrender today and it goes away in 3 years, you're still going to pay at least 3% extra in fees over those 3 years. So while it may hurt to do it today because you see it right now, and that's what the industry counts on. You don't see the fees, so you don't think about the fees. You don't see them, you don't think about them. That's why they take taxes out of your paycheck instead of making you write a check every year for it. Nobody would pay their taxes if they had to write a check every year. If you don't see it, it doesn't hurt as much. 877-397-5666. I'm Don McDonald. Tom's on the road. We'll be back after this.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Let me just take a second to share something new with you. We're going to start doing our lunch ed classes that we do at our offices in Phoenix and Portland and Seattle. We're going to start doing them online as a webinar at the same time. So you can attend too. You just won't get lunch. You'll have to go get lunch. But it's also cheaper. It's only $5 a ticket, and you get a full color worksheet and some special perks. So sign up for our upcoming lunch ed classes right now at talkingrealmoney.com, talkingrealmoney.com. It's under the events section, and you will get a real investing education on a variety of topics. So go to talkingrealmoney.com, talkingrealmoney.com.
For a really great future. We're talking real money.
I'm Don McDonald on Talking Real Money. It's important to know what you're paying because fees reduce your return. Are fees avoidable? Completely no. Reducible? Yeah. You just need to know. Isn't it fair that, don't you think it's fair that someone tell you everything? The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about the fees? I wish that was the case, but it really isn't. Most don't tell you the truth. You ask us, we're going to tell you at our firm. We're going to tell you. Well, you don't ask us. We'll tell you in advance. You know, it's just, why not tell the truth and let people make a decision? Reason they don't tell the truth is because their darn fees are so high they don't want you to know. It'll scare the living daylights out of you. 877-397-5666. Call me while we still have time. It's free, it's easy, and I'd love to hear from you. 877-397-5666. Dave, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi. Well, hey, I've got a situation where I had a 401k. Our business got bought out. And mm-hmm. so I rolled it out and took it to Edward Jones, and mm-hmm. I kind of looked at the situation, and they said, well, it's going to cost you this much to get, you know, invested and such. So basically that was a front load as far as I was concerned.
Right.
And I went ahead and did it, and our pensions got ended also, so we could cash those out. So the mm-hmm. total amount amounted to over $500,000. And okay. I think it cost me about $35,000 to get involved with this. Wow. And now I'm sitting here going, well, I got to wait to get that money back. And then you were talking a while back about how much fees were involved. And you're right. They are hard to find. So that's why one thing I wanted to ask you about. My second thing is back when I was a kid, I'm 54 right now, my parents started a life insurance policy for me, and we kind of involved that, and it's a whole life policy. Well, it's $175,000 with currently about a $37,000 cash value. But if that money every month would have been invested in something else, it probably would have been, the cash value would probably be triple or quadruple that. So
what's the monthly premium? What's the premium on it? I'll do the math for you.
It's about $200 for a month for my wife and I. She's got a $60,000 one, and I have the
for your $175,000 one that's now worth $35,000. How much is the monthly premium on that one?
Let's say $150.
Okay, I'll do that now. So your question about that is what?
If possible, I would like to try to get a term life policy and cash that out and do something with that money.
I think that's a wise move.
I think that's actually a brilliant. I'm wondering if it's almost too late. You know,
no, not at 54. How's your health?
Oh, all right. You know,
I mean, you haven't had
perceived that's bad. No.
Okay, so you haven't had a heart attack or anything.
No.
You don't have off the charts cholesterol.
Well, you know.
Okay, but is it off the charts? I mean, are you in the low twos? And, you know?
Yeah, somewhere around in there, you know. And I got some high sugars, not real diabetes.
That's all right. Those kind of things are normal, being an older guy kind of stuff. But you don't have any serious pre-existing conditions.
No, you mean to apply for the term life?
Yeah.
Well, I did apply for a term life, and my occupation kind of cued me out of that because it had to do with chemical plant.
Yeah, but now it won't. Now it won't. Now it won't. You're not there. You're going to be shocked at how cheap term life is. You're going to be shocked at how willing people are to cover you because it's a very, very competitive business. You'll probably be able to get at your age $500,000 of term life for less than what you're paying now for your 175. Quite a bit less. That'll give you some more money to invest. When did your folks buy that policy for you?
Well, it's been 20 years ago anyways, 25 years ago when we updated it. You know?
No, but when did they originally? Okay, well, we'll use 25 just to be fair. Let's just use 25. Yeah. If you had put that $25,000 into just a equity index or a portfolio of stocks like the S&P 500 or the total stock market index at Vanguard, today you would have over $200,000 in cash value.
Yeah.
Rather than 35.
I figured that, but you know.
Yeah. Well, but just this is for everybody listening. This is for everybody listening just to see how bad a deal these are. Now, let's go back to the Ed Jones thing. I want to come back to that. What fund group are you in there? Real quick.
Oh, you would ask me that.
Think about it for a minute. Check it during the break because I want to try to help you figure out what kind of fees you're paying and where you might be able to do better. So we'll do that after the break. Stick around with me, 877-397-5666.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
If you're one of the many podcast listeners who's asked, how do I attend one of your classes? Well, we've decided to take our very popular lunch ed classes that we've been doing at our offices and also do them in the form of a webinar online. At the same time, I'm doing the class live elsewhere. You can sign up for these live lunch ed classes right now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com. We have a limited number of seats available because we have to pay for them, so reserve your place right now. We're going to have classes in the future on a variety of topics, so check them out regularly at TalkingRealMoney.com. It's under the event section. And there is a small fee for these classes, just $5, but you're going to get a great education, not a sales pitch, and a free worksheet and some other perks. So sign up for our next Lunch Ed class right now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com. And now, more Talking Real Money.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
I'm Don. Tom's on the road today, but right now it's Don and Dave talking about real money. And let's see, we're talking about Dave's 401k and pension that he rolled over to Edward Jones, about $500,000. And he correctly figured out he probably paid about $35,000 in commissions up front. But we're also talking about the fees ongoing. And before the break, I asked, what are some of the funds you have?
And it's in a mutual fund, and I'm not in a position to where I can look it up, but it seems to me it had kind of a patriotic name to it.
American funds. How did I know that?
Yeah.
How did I know that? Yeah. Isn't it amazing? I did this in Phoenix with a guy. This guy said, you know, I've got a really great guy managing my money, neighbor, good friend. I think he's really honest. And I said, I bet he works for Edward Jones. He goes, how did you know that? And then I said, I bet you're invested in American funds. He goes, how did you know that? Because that's what they do. They put you in American funds. Now, the good news about being in American funds is that their expenses on an annual basis are at least reasonable. Okay? That's the good news. The bad news is they're dramatically higher than Vanguard, for example. If you were in the similar funds at Vanguard to whichever ones you have at American funds with Edward Jones, you would pay less than half every year what you're paying the American funds through Edward Jones. Because bear in mind, your Ed Jones guy gets an extra quarter of a point a year just for sitting there and doing nothing, just for twiddling his thumbs. I mean, does he call you every year and go, hey, Dave, it's time to rebalance your account?
If I go in there, we look at it and such, but he claims he's looking at it all the time.
He's not looking at it all the time. He's looking for the next 5.75% commission. That's what he's looking for. I guarantee it. I was in the business. Trust me. That's what they do.
Yeah, my big thing right now is that I was kind of like, okay, I've paid this upfront money, and now I need to, and I'm back. You know, that was like 2 years ago, so I'm back to where, you know, back and a little bit ahead of where I was at, and such and so forth. And
well, you got to look at that money as gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
If you're going to move forward and you want to do this on your own, you can't beat Vanguard. Just can't beat them.
I know, but I can't. I don't have the time, the resources, and such to do it on my own.
Well, I got to tell you, okay, it's not that hard. First, but second, okay, then that you have two choices. If you want someone to be actively involved in helping you manage your portfolio and your financial future, then you need to leave Edward Jones for what is called a fee-only advisor. Okay?
Okay.
You want a fee-only advisor who uses the lowest-cost funds like Vanguard or DFA. You want one who will rebalance your portfolio regularly. You want someone who calls you on a regular basis and says, hey, Dave, the market's going down. Don't worry about it. You need one who builds a portfolio based not just on your risk tolerance, but on your risk needs. Sometimes people have too aggressive a portfolio for their needs. They just don't need it. Sometimes people have to take a more aggressive approach because they need to have that extra money. And I know that the Ed Jones people don't sit down and go through that whole process of trying to determine what your true future needs are. That's why a fee-only advisor, a good one with low fees, is worth his or her weight in gold. I mean, even Vanguard did a study a few years ago where they said a good fee-only advisor can add up to 3% per year to your return. That's from Vanguard. Morningstar did one. They said 1.8 a year. But the trick is finding a fee-only advisor who charges 1% or less per year and uses low-cost funds and never collects a commission. There are some out there in the country. There are less than 10,000 of them. Less than 10,000.
You go on something like that. Obviously, you're probably working with an independent. Now, how do you find somebody who you can really trust? Because you're looking for the economy version, and you kind of get what you pay for. You know what I mean?
Not really. Because for example, in the Seattle area, there are about five firms that are vetted to work with Dimensional Funds, which is a good way to actually. Dimensional does such great vetting on their advisors. That's a great way to start. You go to the DFA fund site and you can type in and it'll give you a list of all the Seattle area advisors that they vetted. They're all fee only. In the Seattle area, the price of those advisors ranges from about 1.5% a year down to, and I know this for a fact because it's my firm, 0.9% per year. Now, what's the difference between the 1.5 and the 0.9% fee companies? I'll tell you what the difference is. Their office, their furniture, and maybe their compensation to their people. Go into some of the big expensive firms, and you will see expensive furniture, high-priced office buildings and the like. Go into the cheap firms and you'll see, well, at least I know at my firm, you're going to see IKEA furniture. It just depends on what their priorities are. But I go ahead and do, and it's a great exercise. Go to DFA, what's their website? Hold on. DFAUS.com. Yeah, DFAUS.com, because they're in multiple countries. And there's a little button that says, find an advisor near you. You click on that button. You put in advisors who use dimensional funds. You click your zip code. You hit submit. It'll give you a list of about five firms in your area. Call them. Shop.
Okay. Yeah.
None of them will be upset that you're shopping them. Look at their form ADV where they have their disclosure. It takes you about 2 minutes. You can do it online or you can do it with them. Or actually every one of these firms, if you say exactly how much do you cost, I guarantee you every one of these firms will just tell you because they're proud of what they charge. There you go.
Alrighty.
Go get them, Dave.
Thank you very
Good
much.
Luck. Thanks for the call. 877-39. Oh, never mind. Why am I giving you the number? We're going to run out of time. The hour's coming to an end. We better go talk to Randy. Randy, welcome to Talking Real Money. Well, Randy, you went away? Okay, then you can call. I thought we were right. I thought we had the callers just spaced out right to the end, but we didn't because Randy went away. 877-397-5666 is our phone number. 877-397-5666. You know, I'm going to put in, I haven't done this in a while with the new DFA find an advisor thing. Yes, I've read and agreed to terms. Let's see. Who do we have? Oh, here we go. We have FinSim Partners in Seattle. They're $1 million minimum. We have Merriman. I used to work with them. They're a good firm. $500,000 minimum. Dental Wealth Advisors. That sounds like that's for dentists. $500,000. Vestory. Oh, I've heard of them. $100,000. Brighton Jones. $500,000. Avier Wealth Advisors. $500,000. Soundmark. $500,000. Allison Spielman. Oh, it's more than I thought. It's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10. There you go. Just look it up. I mean, really, shopping is for this kind of a service. See, you can narrow it down this way to people who are well vetted. DFA vets like crazy, who use really good. They don't have to use DFA funds, but we are vetted to use DFA funds. We use DFA and Vanguard and Schwab. But you know, they've at least gone through a process. And you also know that all of these firms agree with the philosophy that we espouse. If you think the philosophy, the scientific based approach to investing makes sense, real investing, then this is a good way to find somebody. No matter where you are in the country, you just type it in. There they are. And you notice it didn't just say this. I know that this show is a little more honorable than most. I didn't just say call us. Check us. Check them all out. Really, it's smart. Don't call me. What am I saying? The hour is coming to a close. But come to Retire Meet in a couple of weeks. That'll be fun. Really, it'll be fun.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Our lunch ed classes that we've talked about occasionally during the show have been so popular that we're now expanding them to our offices in Portland and Phoenix, and we are going to start doing them online too. Well, you won't get the lunch if you do it online. You will get a great education, and you can go out and grab lunch and join us for Lunch Ed. Just sign up at TalkingRealMoney.com. That's TalkingRealMoney.com. There is a very small fee, just $5, but for that, you get a worksheet, and you get access to some special offers, so it's worth it. Sign up now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com, and get a real investing education. That's TalkingRealMoney.com. Now back to the show.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Because it's really important. And I just, in that quick break, that was like 1 minute. In that quick break, I looked up one of those firms on that list to see what their fee structure was. And it took me no time at all because I went to advisorinfo.sec.gov, typed in the name of the firm, went to their form ADV part two, their part two brochure, and there it is right in front of me. And I'm looking through a couple of them, and we're all in that similar ballpark. You've got 0.9, which is where we are, up to about 1.5 per year. that's a fair number. Actually, the closer you can get to one, the better. If you go way below one, I don't know how anybody can stay in business because there are costs of business. They're just costs. You're never going to get anything for free. And speaking of costs, the cost of tickets to Retire Meet will be going up soon. So go get yours now at retiremeet.com.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, knowing can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That's a wrap.